Sin Nun Dalet Yiras Shamayim. I'm going to try to read very quickly. Two things, two topics over here today. And like I always, I'm having a very hard time sometimes in trying to decipher exactly what it says. So let's at least extract the lessons that we can. Shin Nun Dalet. It's a Simon. Simon Shin Nun Dalet is on page Reish Ayin Vav. It says in the Pasuk, Yiras Hashem Tehoira. Okay, the fear of God is pure. Oisa yira she'ein bo hiru. What does the pasuk include? Yira shem toira oimedes lo'at. So he injects in the middle, interjects, and says, Oisa yira she'ein bo hiru oimedes lo'at. He says a chiddush. That what is oimedes lo'at? There are many different types of yira Hashem. But unfortunately, many of the times that we exercise what appears to be Yiras Hashem, it's not Tehoira. There are other motives. A person publicly is not going to go do an Aveira. Why not? He doesn't want to lose his good reputation. He has reasons. He has children in Shaduchim. He's in Shaduchim. There are all different reasons why a person is going to make believe, or not make believe, a person, you need a little encouragement. Every person, mitoch shaloy l'shma, Balishma. There are people, they do things with the Yiras Shamayim, expressions of Yiras Shamayim, but the Yiras Shamayim that they exercise is supported with a small degree of fear of man. You don't want people to think not so good of you. However, that type of Yira will not be Oimedes Lo'at. The Yira that you take with you to the next world, that it is Oimedes Lo'at, is a Yira that is... What's that noise? Is there, you hear a noise? Air, is the air conditioner? It's always like that?
Like the air conditioner.
Oh, it's an earthquake. So the thoughts that you take with you to the next world, that is Omedes Lo'ad, is only a machshava or an action of Yiras Hashem that you can call Tehoira. And what does that mean? So he explains in the next page Reish Ayin Zayin, Kishaba Chet Al Yodo, Sheyochol Lachatoiv. A person has a situation where he is being tested and he has an opportunity to sin. The Yitzroi Miskaber Olav V'Toikvoi. A person's evil inclination prevails, and the Soikvoi is overcoming him. And then what happens? Umotzi Makom V'Shah Below Yiras Adam B'Below Boishas. He finds himself in a location and in a time where there is no one watching. No one in the world can find out what he's doing. There is no embarrassment, and there is no fear of man, and yet he makes a decision not to do the Avera purely because he fears Hashem. The Oizev, he abandons the sin, b'shvil HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is called a Yira that is Omedes Lo'at. Okay, that is a moment in time. How many moments like that do you have in life? When Achamea Ve'eshrim, you can take with you to the next world, and you can say, those moments, I could have done whatever I wanted. No one held me back. There was no, and I did it, mamish l'shem shamayim. How many events in life, how many moments in life, can you really say it was Yiras Hashem Tehoira?
So that would include or exclude, if I did it because nobody's going to know, but I don't want to feel guilty about it. It's gonna be on me.
No, I think that's a pure Yerushalayim. That is Yerushalayim. What do you care about the guilt? What is the guilt? The guilt is the Ribbono Shel Olam. The guilt is the Ribbono Shel Olam. The subconscious. Yeah, l'chor. That. What do you mean guilt? Guilt is Yerushalayim. L'chor. No.
That's what it is.
I think it is. I don't want to feel bad because how could I live with myself knowing that I make believe I'm religious and really when no one's watching I do things that are not proper. How can I live with that guilt is an expression of Yiras Hashamayim, L'chora. That is Omedes Lo'at. Think about it. How many things during the day can you really say is Tehoira? It's an an act and it's an expression of Yiras Hashem Ter. Most of us, we bedafka need that it should not be Tehorah to do it. It's, you know what problem, like everyone knows, the way davening, when you daven with a minion, I don't know about you, but I can't say for myself it's a much better davening than if I have daven b'yechidus. But daven b'yechidus, you daven with a minion, you don't want to, the other people in the room creates a busha, it creates a certain, discipline that's not 100% l'shem shemayim, but we need it in order mitoch shaloy l'shma b'lishma. And when you take away all of these other elements, and you just deal with you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not the same. I don't know, at least for me, it's not the same.
I think, not doing it varies because you're afraid of what other people.
It's very good. Of course, we need it. 100%. You can't do without. You cannot do without it. 100%. But at the end of the day, 100%, and that's how it has to be, and that's what we want it to be. But at the end of the day, is that called Tahira? Okay, now everything is a balance. But Hashem will always provide you with opportunities. You don't have to worry about it. It's a guarantee, as much as you try, that your Yirah Shemaim should be not Tahira. Daven with a minion every day, never miss a minion your entire life, and everything should be in public, and there should be filters, and there should be transparency, and as much, as hard as you try, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always provide you with opportunities in every different dimension of your life to demonstrate a Yiras Hashem Tehoira. And those moments and actions that you can call of Yiras Hashem Tehoira is what you will take with you to the next world, and it will last Oimedes Lo'at.
Don't we say
Al Tavienu L'Deinu Soyu? That's right. You try Al Tavienu, but nevertheless, Hashem doesn't answer your every tefillah. Al Tavienu Lo L'Dei Chayv V'Lo L'Dei Nisayon V'Lo L'Dei Vizayon, because if there's going to be a Nisayon, there'll be a Bizayon. 100%. Imedes. Now he goes on and he says over here even a deeper idea. He says something very interesting. He says, "What is it L'Medes Lo'at? Let's say in the future you have this Nisayon and you do it L'Shem Shemayim and you mamish, you pass the flying colors." And then a month later, you have the same exact nisayon, and you fail. No one's watching. Hashem, you let me get away with it, Hashem. And you do the avera. Do you lose what you did a month ago? No. That's part of what it means, imedes lo'at. Even though it may very well be that in the future, you're nichshol in the same exact chait, it doesn't take away from this moment. This is a moment of Yiras Hashem Tehoira. It is independent, and it's Omedes Lo'ad, and nothing could affect it. The only time it can be affected, like we learned yesterday, he says again today, is if you have Charata. If at a later point in time you say, all of the Nisyonos that I had in my life, and I was Moser Nefesh, I have Charata. Chas V'Shalom, never to do that. Fight. So over here he writes over here on page Reisha in Zayin, look over here, in the middle of the paragraph, v'chein osa, let's go, v'chein osa, in the middle of the paragraph, v'chein osa. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down. Beginning of the line. V'chein osa, harbe pamim. But let's say, chas v'shalom, v'yachakach tokfa yitzroi, at shechoto. Don't worry. Yeish loy socher al hori shaynais. Because that's what it means, oimedes lo'at. If you did something l'shem shamayim when no one's watching, no one knows, that moment is your moment. Omedes lo'ad. Even if chas v'shalom at a later point in time you have the same exact nisayon and you failed. So what? So you failed. It doesn't affect the success that you had at that moment in time. Every day is a new opportunity, independent of what will be, what was. You're alive, you're well, take advantage. Take advantage to acquire in this world moments that will be for you eternally, oimedes lo'at. That's how you gotta look at every opportunity that you have. You have an opportunity, someone comes to the opportunity, you know what the right thing is to do is, and you take advantage. Because if it's done l'shem shamayim, you just made a deposit for you that will be with you in the Olam HaNitzchi Oimedes Lo'ad. Oh, but I can't maintain this act of righteousness. I can't. Okay, so tomorrow will be tomorrow, but right now, at least now, make that deposit for yourself in the next world. Very profound stuff here. The im, but one thing never, ever, ever, ever do. The im toihe al harishainois. We learned this yesterday at length. If you have charata on the good things that you did, then taka you lose it. Ein lo yizchus al sha'atzer yitzra mitchila. Okay, next. Lamaksiv. Now we go to another idea. This is a little more mystical. He's telling us over here a principle in Bris Milah. I went today to a Bris Milah, Baruch Hashem. Bris Milah, Eliyahu Hanavi. The baby today, you should know, everything in life is always unique. I don't think I ever heard a sudden scream from a baby like I heard this morning. Baruch Hashem, I dive in a place where they have a Bris Milah. I don't know, it varies. Sometimes you can go a long stretch without a Bris Milah. You have a Bris every single day. And today there was a Bris, everything was good and fun. All of a sudden, they make the bracha, and all of a sudden the baby gave such a shout. Like normally, you know what's coming. And the baby, wah, 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 you know how it goes. But the baby gave such a whoo, such a shout. And then very, very quickly the baby was pacified. The baby was okay. Regular moil, everything was regular, but wow, gave out such a whoo, such a scream. When they prepare the baby, most of the crying takes place behind closed doors. The moil usually has to prepare the baby in advance, and that's when the baby cries the most. And the moilim who come late or whatever, and they make all the hachanis at the milah, people that can hire them. No one wants their baby cry too much. If you go to a Bris Milah and the baby cries too much, he's going to lose his parnassa. No one's going to take him anymore. The baby has to cry like Goldilocks. If baby doesn't cry, it's also a big problem. A baby has to cry just enough. Not too much, not too little, just the right amount. It's good for business. Baby cries too much, it's not good for business. The baby doesn't cry, it's also not good for business. It has to be just the right amount. Okay, getting back. What is the purpose of Bris Milah? Now, he's quoting really what a Rambam says. The Rambam says the purpose of Bris Milah is to diminish taiva. Can you imagine? It's like, you tell a person to give you a pill. I don't think there are such pills. A pill to block your Yetzirah. A person has a Yetzirah. A man has a Yetzirah. A woman has a Yetzirah. And it's a very good thing. It's a very healthy thing to have a Yetzirah. People who don't have a Yetzirah, they're sickos. They're Rachmana Litzlan. They're even more dangerous, some of these people who don't have a Yetzirah. They have too much Yetzirah is no good, and no Yetzirah is no good. Just right. Having a Yetzirah is a sign of health. However, it can be overwhelming, the Yetzirah. So there's a technique, and the technique is, according to the Rambam, is to remove the nerve endings of the erva. One of the many reasons for Bris Milah, there are besides all the symbolic, is a person has a Yetzirah, and by removing the Arla, one is removing the nerve endings in that Makayim to give man an edge of combating his Taiva Lenoshim. And this, people in here has told me it's scientifically been proven to be true. Is there are certain nerve endings in that makam in the orla, and it gives a person taiva. The goyim have no discipline, they have no kedusha. Adarabah, the more taiva, the better. Klal Yisrael, it's the yetzahara, and not only do we have to suppress it, we have to suppress it physically by removing the Arla, which takes away a daruga. Who says this? The Rambam says, the Morin Levuchim.
How come Yishmaelim have Bris and they're still very short of Bezima?
How come Jews have Bris and they're short of Bezima? Jews also! Oh, Jews also are, some Jews are out of, everyone's out of control. It seems it's very minimal. Okay? It seems, obviously, from Puk Hazim Ma'amad Devar, is that the removal of the Arla is at least today, in the modern world today is very minimal. Maybe back 3,000 years ago, it was more significant. Okay, nishtana hateva, I don't know. The Rambam says this. Maybe 3,000 years ago, that the Arla, the difference between having an Arla, not having an Arla, was a major difference. Today, I don't know, I really don't know, but it doesn't seem from the world out there that there's such a big difference. Right? You see people who have, by the Goyim, it used to be Dover Pashut. In America, 75, maybe even more. And until recent times, over 75% of Goyim had Bris Milah.
But it's declining. And by the way, that was true only in America, not in Europe.
Right.
Okay, only in America. So what's going on? Echveis, I don't know. Echveis. But the Rambam says this. And here the Sefer Chasidim, he says this as well. He says as well, Lomaksiv, and he says more than with the Rambam, because Imamashi puts this into the Pasuk. Like the Sefer Chasidim in this very unique way, he reads into the Pesukim things that you would never imagine. It says by Bris Milah, Beini Uveinecha. Why does it say that between me and you? So everyone knows, because the bris, the ois bris kodesh, is the sign of for Klal Yisrael. You want to know if he's a Jew? Does he have a bris milah? Right? It's a sign. He says no. That's not. In addition to that, it means this is something of yirah shemayim, because what is the ultimate, I mean, there are many things of this way he goes into some very deep things. What is a nisayon of yirah shemayim? Hear her. Thoughts that are not proper. Okay? Hirhurim of noshim. Person sees a woman and he thinks about her. That's not a proper thing. Oh, but he never touched her, he never did anything, he didn't even really look at her. Okay, but it's natural. A healthy person sees an attractive woman, there's the Yetzer Hara. And unfortunately, most people probably can't really control their thoughts. They never try, they don't know how, they're not able to, whatever it is. But let's say you have a person who's a very disciplined person and he's able to control his machshavos. So making a decision that I saw something that is very enticing, and it's a davar pashut. I'm not gonna do an avera. I'm not on that problem. Even to control my thoughts and not to think, a hira avera. Wow, who knows? Is anyone watching? Is there any camera, any audio device, any instrument in this world that can pick up what you're thinking? No one. It's purely Beini Uveinecha. Between me and you, between Hashem. This is a moment of Yiras Hashem Tohira. When it comes to business and it comes to, you know, other matters of doing mitzvahs and doing chesed and doing this and doing that. So those things you can always say, you know, there's some on the camera, there's all many things. But machshava is. It's mamish between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know there are people that will tell me that there are techniques today. You can tell people are thinking, I don't know if it's true or not, whatever. But generally, this is the most possible of an opportunity for a person to express, to make an acquisition in the next world of, if he can, if his machshavas, he's able to control his machshavas, yiras Hashem tohoira oimedes lo'ad. And that is why, specifically, by Bris Milah, do we write these words, Beini Uveinecha. This is an inyan of a Bris Milah, where we are removing the Arla, which is an example that we are setting for a person for the rest of his life. Just like at this moment in time, we are taking away the nerve endings, which will give a person taiva. That should be a dogma to a person for the rest of his life, that he should do a bris milah mentally every single day of his life. Every single time he comes in a situation where there's a taiva of machshava, he should do bris milah in his mind. Remove the arla. Don't allow that machshava to penetrate, be metahar his machshava, and that's a moment of beini uveinecha. This unbelievable stuff. Even in the Breslov Svarm, it doesn't say this type of stuff. Okay, you ever read the Breslov Svarm? I think it's out on the street. You know what it says in those Breslov Svarm? Just an elaboration. The whole thing is just an elaboration obsession, elaboration on these ideas, but he reads this into the pasuk. This is incredible stuff. The Maisa Bris Mila is a Maisa of the purest form of Yirah Shamayim. Tavlin, that's a technique. Torah is a technique. What is a person is not a Talmud Chacham person? It's hard. This is a lifelong struggle. A lifelong struggle. Just like physically you remove the nerve endings, it is a dogma. A person has to mentally remove the nerve endings. Person has to remove the hearer. Ki'ilu ein loy erva. There's no yetzahara. Remove it. Remove it. And that's a pure moment beini uveinecha. Shenemar ruach b'nei ha'adam ha'olohi l'mola. The ruach, he's translating completely the word ruach over here, mean the thoughts. The thoughts of man, and it should be like the l'mala means the angels. You should be just like the angels. Just like the angels have no yetzahara. To them, a woman is a piece of meat. Nothing. So to a person should, when it's not his wife, it's not personal. Ruach b'nei adam l'hi'olihi l'mala. Kol hayoyim ein laharer ela meritzoin ma'ala. V'harei yehe b'loi hiru ke'el yoynim like the malachim she'ein b'neihem tava. Now don't be an unhealthy person. Rak l'ishtoi Yovai Bitsina Lakayim Priya Urivya. Okay, let's stop with this. Let's learn now about Pesach.